I'm Maggie.
And I'm Kristen.
And this is Hot Chocolate and a Movie. Identity theft, Peter. It's real. Be careful.
Yeah, so Lucy is fantastic, except for this one small thing.
That enormous lie.
I almost brought donuts over while, you know, to do this.
Why didn't you? That would have been awesome.
I wasn't hungry.
Welcome to Hot Chocolate the Movie, the podcast where we talk about Christmas movies and what makes them great. There will be spoilers.
This week, we watched While You Were Sleeping.
I'm so excited.
You are so excited. Well, good. I'm excited, too. I like this a lot. I watched this on Disney Plus.
Me, too.
But it was also available at my local library to check out. So that was an option I looked at, too.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my best not to just gush about this movie for the whole podcast. I love it. It's one of my favorites.
Right.
It might be my favorite rom-com ever.
Okay. All right. And I kind of feel like, is this going to be a bit of a sticking point? Because yes, this is a Christmas movie, happens during Christmas time, but is it a Christmas movie or is it a movie that just takes place during Christmas
time? Well, we can definitely talk about that.
Okay.
And I think we need to.
Right. Mm-hmm. But first, we should probably talk about what the movie is about.
And who's in it.
Right.
Okay. Obviously, I think most people know this movie came out in 1995. It's been out for a while. We could spend probably an hour just on the cast of this movie. It's one of those casts.
Right.
Our leads are obviously Sandra Bullock and Bill Pullman.
Right. Peter Gallagher.
Like, we could talk forever about what movies these people are in.
Okay.
What's your favorite Sandra Bullock movie? Other than this one, because obviously this is everyone's favorite.
Obviously. I guess Miss Congeniality.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to go with Practical Magic.
Oh, that's also a good one.
Yeah. If we ever spin off to a Halloween movie podcast, we need to do that one.
Okay. I like that. I like that. That sounds good. I almost went with Bird Box.
I haven't seen that one. It looks too scary.
You know what? I'm not actually sure if I've seen it either, but I read the book, and I like the book.
That translates.
Yeah.
All right. Bill Pullman. Favorite Bill Pullman movie.
Oh, gosh. Well, I don't know if you know this. I have Bill blindness, and I have a hard time distinguishing between Bill Pullman and Bill Paxton. So.
Who's Bill Paxton?
He's the other Bill. He's also famous around the same time. I think Bill Paxton was the one that was in, like, Big Love.
Isn't Bill Paxton the fake name of that jazz player in That Thing You Do? Bill Paxton. I'm talking with Bill Paxton. Yeah, let's lay it down. You don't remember that?
Now that I do, I'm like, well, is Bill Paxton real?
Is he real? Okay, let's see.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's real.
Was real. I think he passed away.
Twisters. He was in Twisters.
Yeah.
Okay. He did die. That's too bad.
Yeah.
I gotta check that thing you do real quick.
Okay. I don't have a lot of knowledge of Bill Pullman movies. Is he in Independence Day?
Is he?
Or is that Bill Paxton?
Yes, he's in Independence Day.
Okay. Okay.
He's the most inspiring president on film ever in Independence Day.
Okay.
Gosh. Kristen.
I'm sorry.
I am picking Newsies in honor of my husband because he really loves Newsies.
Aww.
But also Independence Day. Okay. So Peter Gallagher. I remember thinking he was so handsome when I was like a teen.
Yeah. Do you still think so?
I mean, sure.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
When I was watching this and Peter Gallagher was talking and Sandra Bullock was talking, I was thinking, like, if they had kids, their kids would have the most beautiful mouth. Like, their lips are so nice.
They would.
Yeah.
I agree. You're right. It's Del Paxton. My bad. Not Bill Paxton.
The
fictional character in That Thing You Do.
Well, now I'm just going to be even more confused.
I know.
I cannot handle this.
Sorry.
Okay, fine.
Didn't mean to add to that.
That's fine.
Okay, Peter Gallagher. Who else do we have?
The parents of
Jack
and Peter. Peter Boyle plays the dad, Ox.
Oh, I love Peter Boyle.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Okay.
I was very sad when he died. He was the dad, and Everybody Loves Raymond. That's my favorite thing he's done.
Was he also Frankenstein?
He was. Yeah. He was young well, I guess young Frankenstein's Frankenstein.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Midge is played by Miko, with an M instead of an N. Miko Mercurio.
Mm-hmm.
And Saul is played by Jack Warden.
Right.
Mary, the other child.
Uh-huh.
So it goes Peter, Jack, Mary is Monica Keena.
Uh-huh.
Elsie is Glynis Johns.
Right. Mary Poppins.
Oh, gosh. I love seeing her again.
Yeah.
Joe Jr., Michael Rispoli, and Jerry, the boss, is Jason Bernard.
Okay.
And these are all people that you've seen in stuff.
Right.
You look at their IMDb pages, and they're just so long. They've been in every TV show of the 90s. They were busy.
Well, and with good reason. Like, they were all fun to watch on the screen. Like, yes. There was nobody that I was like, who? You know, why are they in here?
Once again, another fantastic ensemble.
It was. Mm-hmm. It really was. Yeah. I think everyone did a really great job. Peter Gallagher had the best job, though. Because all he had to do was lie in a bed for most of the movie, and yet he was still a main character.
Just lie there and look great. And, yes. Yeah. And he did a great job.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know who I think looks like him now? Chris Pine, the actor Chris Pine.
I don't know these people's names. Hold on.
Look up Chris Pine and look up like 2023. Because old Chris, or younger Chris Pine, I don't think does. Older Chris Pine does.
Oh, yeah. I could see that a little bit. His mouth isn't quite as luscious as Peter Gallagher's, but I see the similarities.
Oh, and then Peter Gallagher plays a character named Peter. Like, how easy could they make his job?
He had a great job. Yeah, I wonder if his pay was adjusted because he only had to do half the movie.
I doubt it because, I mean, again, look at that mouth.
Okay, we need to do a recap.
Right.
I believe it is your turn.
I believe it is my turn. Oh, I'm so bad at this.
You're so great at this.
I'm so great at being bad at this.
Ready?
No.
Go.
All right, so Lucy works at a subway station and day after train station. Dang it. Lucy works at a train station. And day after day, she pines after Peter, who is a successful business guy. And he falls on a track and she saves his life. And then at the hospital, there's a mix-up. And she mistakenly tells everybody that she is his fiance. And he stays in this coma. And she falls in love with his family. And then she also really falls in love with his brother. And then he wakes up from the coma. And then they have to figure everything out.
That was so good after a very rocky start.
Oh, gosh.
You took 10 seconds on the train/subway.
I don't know.
Okay.
What's the difference? Subway goes underground.
She works at the L.
The L
in
Chicago.
That is the elevated train.
Okay.
Yes. I love the L. So you cannot call it a subway.
Okay.
The subway is trash. The L is amazing.
Gotcha. Yes. All right. I'll remember that because
she works at the
love
L.
Love the L. 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 All right. Well, you have to fill in the gaps. So.
Okay.
Hold on, let me get my timer.
I don't think you left too many gaps.
But so much happened in this movie.
Yeah, but you hit the plot points really nicely.
Well, thank you. I think panic serves me well. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to count. Ready, set, go.
Okay, so just to fill in a couple holes with our main characters, Lucy, she is all alone in the world. Her mother died when she was young, and her dad died a couple years ago, and she's been on her own ever since then, and so she's very, very lonely, and she wants to go to Florence one day, but she has never had the money or the time to do it. Jack, our other main character, he is a great brother and loves his family, but he wants to kind of break out from underneath his parents' shadow and leave the estate business and start building furniture.
Okay. I think you did a great job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. There was a lot there.
Yeah, there's a lot in this movie.
Yeah, definitely. But a lot of fun stuff in this movie. Mm. Where do you want to start? We went with the characters a little bit. Do you want to kind of dive into them?
Let's go into our main characters some more.
Okay.
Okay, let's talk about Lucy.
All right.
So, very lonely.
Yeah.
Poor Lucy. It's sad.
It is sad. And at first, like, I have seen this movie before, but watching it this time, I was like, oh, does she not have any friends? But then I was kind of like glad later on when she does go to a party at one of her friends' houses, but it is a coworker. So,
it's a work friend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is a little bit of a different type of friend sometimes, you know, but you know, she seems happy enough. She's got a cat. And that's it. Yeah.
She dips her Oreo in the cat milk. Yeah, that's how comfortable she is with her cat.
That's gross. Yeah.
She's too comfortable with the cat.
I agree with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point.
One thing that I really love about Lucy is that she's just so darn nice.
Yeah.
Like, she says adamantly she's not working holidays, and she works a holiday anyways because everybody else has a family that they want to be around at Christmas time. Super sad. But
sad.
She still does it.
Right.
You know, even though she doesn't have to because she also worked Thanksgiving. Obviously, the whole saving Peter thing was very, very brave.
Right.
And then just some of the things she chooses to do, like when she's talking to the unconscious Peter, just kind of baring her soul. And I don't remember exactly what she said, but she was basically saying, I can't believe I'm in this mess. And she says, oh, my God, not that I'm blaming you for this. You know, she's saying this to a guy who can't hear a word she's saying.
Right.
And, you know, throughout the movie, as, you know, the mix-up occurs, she never actually outs the people who caused the mix-up.
Right.
You know, she doesn't say, it was this nurse who told you guys that. And it was your friend Saul who knew about it and right. told me to keep going with it. You know, she could have done that and it would have made her part in it look better. She never did. She just took full responsibility for everything. And I liked that about her.
She did. Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree with you. Yeah, she's a good person. And mm-hmm. and I think everyone else gets that sense about her, too. Because later on, when Peter does wake up from his coma and he does not remember Lucy, obviously, because they actually never met in real life, the family friend, Saul, is like, you know, you really just need to give her a chance to, you know, just talk to her. And if you don't fall in love with her within 2 minutes, you need to break up with her. Mm-hmm. But if you see in her what we all saw in her in 2 seconds, you should propose to her again. So, like, the whole family loves her. They're really yeah. thrilled that she is a part of their family now.
And, you know, it seems insane that he does propose to her so quickly. But she is really nice to him in those few minutes that they spend together. Like, he really does see, oh, my gosh, this woman is really something special.
Well, and he had a life and death moment yeah. there. But, yeah, and he really wants to make a change in his life. You can tell he is not a good guy. He is not.
Mm-mm. He is the opposite of Lucy.
Yeah. And so I think for him, seeing how great Lucy is, that's something he would love to be a part of.
Yeah.
And so he wants to hold on to that.
As we're, like, getting to know Peter, so he is in a coma for the first half of the movie. He doesn't wake up till the midpoint. So, you know, we see he's got photos of himself in his wallet.
I wrote that down, framed too.
Glamour shots of himself in his apartment. Yeah. We find out after the fact that he really proposed to a woman who is actually already married to somebody else.
Yep.
I mean, he is not a great guy.
Right, right.
Which was interesting when you contrast him with his brother, Jack. And I think really brings up the whole nature versus nurture debate. because Jack is pretty great.
Okay. Yeah, Jack is pretty great. Mm-hmm. Jack is, like, a hardworking guy. He's part of the family business. Mm-hmm. You mentioned this, even though he doesn't really want to be. But he's still pursuing his own interest on the side, and that's making furniture that he can actually make into a lucrative business. So mm-hmm. he's hoping to do that. He's really looking out, I think, for Peter at the beginning, because he's kind of suspicious of Lucy too. Mm-hmm. Like, who is she? How did she get to be so close with our family? So he kind of, like, tries to do some fact checking, follow up, mm-hmm. you know, see if she really is who she says she is.
But you know what's nice? Before he gets suspicious, one of the first thing he says to her is just, welcome to the family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think that's his default. He just then picks up on stuff, which, to be fair, she is an imposter. You know, that's when he starts getting more suspicious and putting her through her paces and that kind of thing. But until that happens, he's just ready to welcome her to the family.
Yeah, and I think part of what kind of, like, makes his sensors go up is that she has that awkward goodbye when she's leaving. She spent the night.
She does. Just go ahead.
Yeah, she spent the night celebrating Christmas after the fact with Peter's family, and she spent the night on the couch. And then when she wakes up, she's trying to leave, and she, you know, Jack kind of startles her, and just the way that she is leaving is so suspicious. And I think he says something like, "Hey, wait a minute." She's like, you know, about ready to, like, spill the beans. Like,
okay, fine.
You got me. And then he's like, "Hey, you know, welcome to the family," or, you know, he starts being really kind to her. But yeah, watching her leave, I was like, "Ooh, that was awkward."
Yeah.
And Sandra Bullock did such a great job with that, because she is awkward yeah. and likable, but she's not one of those girls that you're like, she doesn't know she's beautiful. You know what I mean? Like, she just is so, I don't know, just focused on putting good out into the world, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. But
you know what I think is interesting is that in this movie, she's presented as just down to earth, you know, regular old girl. And she even has a line, something like, you know, I think it might be when she's talking to Sleeping Peter, how the great guy's going to come along and dump that model-like girlfriend he's dating. And this is the same woman who comes out striding out in Miss Congeniality in that tight blue dress with her new hair her makeup. I mean, like,
she's gorgeous.
There's no such thing as people who are just either pretty or not. I think everybody, it's all, like, packaging and attitude, and that's all it is.
Well, I mean, she is pretty in this movie, too, though. I mean, she's gorgeous.
Yeah, but that's not what they're selling about her.
Well, okay. Maggie, you took a lot of notes, and I know you did a deep dive on here. Did you do any deep dives on the ages of the characters?
No.
I did. Because I was really curious about this. Because you know, I did recognize a lot of these faces and names. And I started, like, kind of wondering about the math of all of this. Like, how old do you think Sandra Bullock was when she was in this movie?
26.
She was around 31.
Oh, she's aging just beautifully.
Okay, what about, what about Bill Pullman?
36.
42.
Movie stars really take care of themselves. If we put more money into it, would we be aging better too?
Probably. All right, I'll do, okay, what about Peter Gallagher?
Bill Pullman is 42, then Peter Gallagher is 43.
40.
Wow.
But in the movie, he gives his birth year as 1959, even though his real birth year is 1955. So he's playing a 36-year-old in this movie.
Okay.
All right, Ox, how old do you think he is?
58.
He's 60, good guess. All right, Midge, the mom, is 57.
Okay.
Grandma, Elsie?
Ooh, I bet she's like 80.
72.
Man.
So if you do the math on all of this, then Elsie is 72 and her daughter's 57. Okay? Then mom is 57 and her kid is 40, right? Which, okay, fine, plausible, but...
It's a lot of short generations in that family. It really is. Very fertile.
And then how old, okay, so how old do you think the younger sister was in this movie?
Okay, I guess she was 21.
She was 16.
Oh, so she actually was pretty much the age she was playing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of nice.
But, you know.
Big spread.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was kind of interesting, too, because, you know, I know movies, like, you can play any age. There's definitely a range. But I was curious about, like, how old the movie producers wanted us to think everybody was. And I thought it was really interesting that Peter Gallagher was supposed to be 36.
So Bill Pullman would be younger than that because wasn't Peter the oldest?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jack, excuse me, not Bill.
Yeah.
Jack. Well, I bought into everything they were selling.
I mean, it was beautifully packaged. As usual. Yeah. Oh, speaking of everything they were selling.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes. And what else?
Was there another one?
Coca-Cola.
Oh, I missed that.
And Oreos.
Oh, yeah, Oreos. I should have been... if they're dipping Oreos in cat milk, is that a positive brand thing?
It was very prominently displayed.
Yeah. You're right. It was.
What about... Did you get...
Where was the Coke? When did they drink Coke?
It was in the same booth when she was eating the Dunkin' Donuts. If you look at her...
Oh, I wasn't even thinking of that scene.
No, there's another one.
At the end when he brings it to his dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a Coke.
It's very prominently displayed next to Dunkin' Donuts. Baskin Robbins.
Oh, yeah, I should have picked up on that one. Yeah, that one's like pretty obvious. Many
times. Yeah, so I know I always like to look for the product placement in movies. And when this first started, I was like, there was an ad for like, not an ad, but like a billboard kind of thing for like McDonald's and Southwest Airlines. I was like, are those the sponsors? But then when I saw Dunkin' Donuts like multiple times and Baskin Robbins, I was like, okay, that's it.
I kind of feel like Chicago, the Tourism Bureau might have paid to get Chicago as a city in this movie. Because... Mm-hmm. Obviously, it was really filmed there. The L, you don't really have anything. I don't think there's another. People will write in and correct me if I'm wrong on this. I don't think there's another prominent elevated train track in America.
Well, you know, I don't know.
So. I know you don't. Because it's kind of like, you know, perfect. And it's very Chicago. All the holiday shots, they had Marshall Fields all decorated. Before it was sold to Macy's and it was no longer Marshall Fields. Mm-hmm. It was the perfect holiday feel. It made Chicago look really good.
It did.
All those beautiful shots of the you know, the Chicago River frozen over, and I loved it.
Okay. So you feel like it was a really Christmas, I don't know, scene, like it was very rich in Christmas decorations for the movie?
Yeah,
like
and very much in the holidays. You know, like this whole thing takes place in basically a couple days before Christmas.
Yeah.
To, I'd say, a few days after New Year's.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I mean, it's pretty fast.
It is. And we do. They talk about Christmas. There's, like, a holiday party. There's New Year's. So, yeah. All right.
Do you want to talk about if this is a Christmas movie or not?
You know, I kind of don't feel... Like, I have watched this movie at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
If you asked me if this is a Christmas movie outside of this podcast,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Mm-hmm.
But after watching all the other movies that we've watched so far, this mm-hmm. does not have those same elements. It doesn't have caroling, doesn't have anybody decorating.
Yes, it does.
Oh, you're right, it does.
She does her tree.
Oh, you're right.
She breaks a window trying to bring the tree in.
You're right. I guess
because I just want to say, Lucy, bring it up the other way. Even if she got it up there, the branches were folding the wrong way. It never would have fit through the window.
She should have gotten that other
trunk first.
All right. So maybe that's why I didn't count it, because it was kind of inept decorating.
I mean, yeah, it wasn't like Evergreen Lane level. Sure.
Yeah. No gingerbread house building.
I think to make it a Christmas movie, okay, it has to be a... The story has to have had taken place at Christmas, mm-hmm, or else it doesn't make sense.
Okay.
In that way, I think it does fit, because I think it's the loneliness of the holidays that gets her to actually follow through with this initial mix-up. I think if she hadn't been spending that particular time of year by herself, she probably wouldn't have given in and ever gone back for that follow-up dinner afterwards.
Okay. And I guess then, like, following that logic too, then... His family wouldn't have extended all those invitations to her either, because it is the holidays. That's, and they didn't want her to be by herself.
When you spend all that time together.
That's true. And they wouldn't have been together.
Yeah, if we were doing this in March, would they have all been hanging out this much? Probably not.
Probably not. Unless Jack did come back to burn down her apartment.
Right. On Easter, right?
On Easter.
That's in the sequel. Yeah.
While you were peeping.
I can't believe you don't remember her decorating. Remember, she put the tinsel
on the cat.
Do you remember when it was like, when we did individual pieces of tinsel? Did you do that as a kid?
I did, yeah.
That must have really, like, driven our parents insane. It would get everywhere.
They bought it for us.
I know, but it's like just throwing Easter grass up in the air. Such a mess.
It is such a mess.
Also, we have a mistletoe scene. So that's quintessential Christmas movie.
Oh, you're right.
And you know what? White berries on their mistletoe.
So you're saying it's authentic mistletoe?
Yeah, that's how you know this is a high-budget movie. They got the white berries.
Well, it probably got all that money from all those product
placements. I know, they had to make a ton. So great mistletoe scene.
Okay.
Best one we've seen, I'm going to say.
All right. I like the parsley one.
But that one didn't get a kiss. This one has an actual kiss.
Okay.
That's an essential part.
All right, I'll give you that.
I liked the parsley too, but no kiss.
All right, fine.
I really liked when she shows up at their house for the first time and they're celebrating their Christmas, because they didn't get to celebrate their Christmas normally because, that was the day Peter had his accident. And so they're having a Christmas all over again. And by the time she gets there, they've already got presents for her. And the look on her face when she's suddenly being included in this gathering... And she's got a stocking with her name on it already.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so sweet. You just know this is the most accepting, wonderful, loving family in the world. And she needs that so badly because she doesn't have anybody.
That's true. And I also like, too, in that scene is, yes, they have all that stuff for Lucy, but she would have been content to just watch them enjoy it.
Yeah. She just wanted to be there.
Yeah.
And not be alone with her cat dipping Oreos in the cat milk.
Right. Mm-hmm. I also do think the cat food was a product placement also. That was also
Maybe. She should have put that cat food on a plate. All I can think of when the cat was eating the cat food out of the jar itself, the can.
Yeah.
I was afraid the cat was going to cut its face.
Aw. Yeah.
I was worried about that.
Well.
I mean, the cat seemed okay.
Yeah.
Fluffy.
Who was not even Peter's cat.
I know. Also, interesting question. Where do you think Peter was going on Christmas? I bet he wasn't going home. And also, why wasn't Jack home on Christmas? Because he wasn't there until a couple days later.
Yeah, those are really good questions that I did not consider at all. Peter was dressed like he was going to the office.
Yeah,
but believable. Clearly, he could be in a coma for so long, and the world kept spinning.
He was probably a partner.
Oh,
that's what that means.
Probably.
The associates do all the work.
But you know what? He did have a coworker go and check up on him right after it happened. So I bet you he was going to work.
Oh, do you think he was checking up on him? I never made that connection to ask, why is that guy at the hospital? You think he's checking on Peter?
Yeah, I do.
That makes sense. Never crossed my mind.
That's kind of what I figured. Like, he's supposed to be in the office maybe, and he didn't make it. And so they were...
He was carrying a banker's box of files. Do you think he was going to see if he could get Peter to do some work while he was in his coma?
That kind of tracks, doesn't it?
He had work.
That sounds about right for that industry, so I would think so.
Okay, so Peter wasn't going to work, and we think Jack was off, what, doing estate sales stuff? I mean, I guess people die at Christmas time, too.
I don't know, though, because when they are they are in the hospital and they invite Lucy to celebrate Christmas with them. They say something like, we didn't get to celebrate Christmas. And it's implied the way that they intended to. Mm-hmm. So they invite her over. But how would they have celebrated Christmas if Peter clearly wasn't going there? Mm-hmm. And Jack clearly wasn't going to be there either.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That is confusing.
He had a woodworking emergency.
Sure.
Otherwise, I feel like he would have been there. He's very family oriented.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Jack a little bit more.
Okay.
I love watching Jack because it's so obvious that he's in love with Lucy for almost the whole time.
Yeah.
I just love that in a movie.
Yeah.
Love it when the guy falls hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, you know, there's still kind of, I think it's more of a 90s kind of thing where, like, when he's confessing his love, it's like, and she drives me crazy and I can't stand her, but she's so likable.
Is that how people loved in the 90s?
I think it was. I feel like that's an older, you know, form of love. Like, you can't just be like, oh, I'm so into them.
I don't know. My husband kind of drives me crazy. I don't know if I want to arm wrestle him or what was the other one?
Give him a hug, maybe?
Give her a hug. Give him a hug.
Yeah, that was funny. And I think it's funny, too, because, like, when Jack is kind of questioning Lucy about the time frame of their relationship, you know, he's kind of like, okay, so when did you meet Peter? And she's like, September 17th. Mm-hmm. And he's like, okay, so 3 months. That's a short time to be engaged, right? But he got engaged to her in
2 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Take your own advice, Jack.
But no, I do really like Jack a lot too. What else do you want to say about him? Because I've got a globe thing I want to say. Did you catch that?
Oh, tell me about the globe.
Well, so at the beginning of the movie, Lucy's whole thing is she asks her dad, like, when he knew that he was in love with her mom, who has passed away, you know. And her dad says something to the extent of, when she gave me the world. And it was really just a globe that lit up, right? Well, later on in the movie, Jack comes by to check on Lucy and he gives her a snow globe of Florence, which is where she's always dreamed of going. Mm. And when he gives that to her, in that scene, right behind him, is the globe that Lucy's dad had.
Aww.
So in that moment, it's like he's also giving her the world.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
He knows her so well.
Yeah.
Like, after a pretty short period of time, he knows exactly what would speak to her and what's special to her.
Yeah. And then also, like, there's that, just that connection to what Lucy's parents had, too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's something to be said for signs and, you know, just, I don't know, a shared history kind of in a way.
I love, one of my favorite scenes in the whole movie is that walk they take together. So he shows up, he's got, a gift from Peter's parents for them for their engagement. It is a couch, which is not a good-looking couch.
No.
I think even in the 90s, this was not a good-looking couch.
Well, and it definitely is not Peter's style.
No, definitely not. And I think it probably came from an estate sale.
Right.
Right? So, a used, not attractive couch. But that's when we see that his rocking chair that he made. And Lucy is like, oh, this is amazing. And you can just tell that means the world to him hearing somebody validate his work.
Yeah.
And it is a gorgeous rocking chair.
Yeah.
I would love it. But then so they go. They deliver the sofa. They have lots of funny hijinks while they're doing that. And then he's blocked in. He can't move his truck. So instead they walk back to Lucy's apartment. And I think this walk, it's all it takes for them to fall in love.
Aww.
You know, they have their good talks and they're just laughing all the time.
Yeah.
One of the things that Lucy says when she is bearing her soul again to unconscious Peter, you know, she says that she just wants somebody she can laugh with.
Yeah.
And that is what she does with Jack constantly. They're always laughing together, like nonstop. And that's what they do for almost this whole walk. They're either sharing something about themselves and their past or they are just laughing nonstop. They get back to her apartment. And they really need to ice that courtyard to get rid of, I mean, they need to salt it to get rid of all that ice. But thank God they didn't, so that they can fall all over each other and laugh nonstop doing that. I mean, it was just so heartwarming to see that.
Yeah.
And to have her have somebody that she could interact with that way. And then immediately afterwards, they're both goners and they know it.
Yeah.
You know, that's when they both have scenes where they confirm, yeah, that's the one for me.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it is fun to watch them fall in love, and it does happen really fast, but it's still really cute the whole time. And interesting, too, because Lucy does have that guilt about being in a fake relationship with Peter.
And Jack has that guilt about falling in love with Peter's fiance.
Right, right. If it was the other way around, I don't think Peter would have had any guilt whatsoever.
I don't think so either. Yeah. I think you read Peter right on that one. The second scene that I really love for Jack and really the Jack and Lucy dynamic is their first family dinner where Jack and Lucy are both at the table.
Mm-hmm.
This one is not to celebrate Christmas. So at this point, Lucy's just coming over for dinner, which is super nice for her. I'm glad that she has that. And I don't know what it is about this scene, but I think Lucy just looks gorgeous in it. It's like, this is her top look of the entire movie. Gorgeous. And Jack's sitting across from her. Family around them is having this hilarious crosstalk about all sorts of topics. Very reminiscent of a real family. You know, it was very believable. And at some point, they want to know what Jack's type is.
Mm-hmm.
And he says the exact opposite of Lucy. You know, he says, I like blondes, chubby ones.
Uh-huh.
And then they do this hilarious cut to the mom. Where she's got this look like, oh, that comment's for me. Because she's blonde and chubby. And it's so cute.
It is.
And then you find out a second later that he's lying. And he actually likes brunettes. And then they just have this look where he's embarrassed and he looks very, what's the word, conscious of it. And Lucy knows, you know?
Yeah.
She knows right away why he did that. And so she gets that nice warm feeling. And then they just get to keep sharing these laughs throughout the entire meal as everyone around them is being ridiculous and crazy. Before, when she first met the family and they were asking how she and Peter had met, Lucy has this moment where she's, like, really amused by all the stuff they're saying. But here, she's amused and she's got somebody to share it with. They're actually looking at each other the whole time, hiding their laughter, and it's just going back and forth across the table. And that's just how you know they're going to work so well. And she's really getting what she wanted, somebody to laugh with.
Yeah.
Which is all I want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. I think life is more fun when you've got someone that you can enjoy it with who is going to laugh at, you know, all the little things with you.
That's why I enjoy this podcast with you.
Aw, that's so beautiful. Thank you.
I also think Jack really does kind of the more poignant moments really well. The look on his face when he first hears the rumor that Lucy is pregnant is just like, breaks your heart.
Yeah.
When every time he's kind of freaking out with stress, like the way he kind of paces back and forth and he runs his hand through his hair. At the end, when they're having this almost wedding between Lucy and Peter, Jack's standing back there and, you know, he's trying to give her a nice, supportive, encouraging smile. And then the next scene, he's like pacing back and forth behind Peter like a caged lion, you know, just going out of his skin. And I thought he really sold that very well. And I also love the leaning scene.
You like the leaning scene?
Yeah. You didn't like the leaning scene?
I liked it. There was a lot of, like, romantic connection there.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't like that he, like, thought that she was going to be into Joe Jr. Like, that was...
At this point, he should have realized that. However, I don't know why. This time I paid attention to the hug she had with Joe Jr. Normally, I was like, she's just giving him a nice, friendly hug. But when I looked this time, there was a lot of arm movement in this hug. She was rubbing his back, and Joe Jr. was rubbing her arm, and...
So you think
it was a weird amount of arm stuff for a friendly hug.
So you think maybe they didn't know whether to arm wrestle or hug? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe they got confused. He's around Lucy.
Yeah. You never know. Could be.
So I don't think he should have gone straight to the whole he was leaning thing.
Right.
But I would be like, that was a weird hug, Luce. What's going on?
Yeah. But I think, you know, that just speaks to, like, Lucy wanting to be kind to everyone.
Yeah, and she is.
All right, so those are the things you do like about Jack.
Mm-hmm.
But you made it sound like there were maybe some things you weren't a fan of.
Well, I mean, it's obviously not great that he kind of implies that they only would have gotten married, Lucy and Peter, if she were having a baby.
Okay.
He doesn't exactly say that, but that seems to make sense of it for him in a way that nothing else has made sense of it, because they don't make sense, the two of them together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Feel strongly about that.
Yeah, I kind of feel like she jumped to that she jumped to that conclusion. I feel like she jumped to
you
that conclusion.
You think I'm maligning Jack there?
I mean, because I don't think Jack really said anything like, oh, that makes sense, or I can see why. I think he was probably, like you said, heartbroken, because that would be a much deeper tie to Peter than previously was established. And, you know, he was probably a little bit confused too, you know. And I think also part of him really did want to look out for Lucy. Mm-hmm. That's why he didn't want her drinking alcohol.
Drove her to the party, which is like 2 blocks away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that he wasn't sure what to make of it. Mm-hmm. But I think Lucy jumped to that conclusion. The same way, you know, Lucy later or earlier said something about like, well, I'm not Peter's type, you know, then whose type am I? And, you know, I think she felt a little defensive. Mm-hmm. Naturally, it's a big lie to try to keep up, you know?
But, you know, she should have known at that point. She did know at that point that Jack at least liked her.
I know.
You know, yeah. So, like...
She was daring him to say, yeah, you're my type.
And I think that's unfair of her, mm-hmm, because asking him to overcome the brother thing, I think that's too much to ask of anybody.
Right. Like, I mean, because he's got to be respectful of his brother and, yeah, also respectful of Lucy. You're not going to make a move on somebody who, right, is about to be married, you know? Yeah. So Lucy is fantastic, except for this one small thing.
That enormous lie. And she had a couple good times when she could have told him.
She did.
And I think it would have gone well.
But the reason she doesn't want to is because of Grandma's heart condition.
But she could have told Jack.
Yeah, that's true.
And then they could have figured out a way to tell Grandma without killing her.
Mm-hmm. Grandma, by the way, hilarious in this movie.
So funny.
Yes. She, I think, had the second best part. Peter, definitely number one. easiest movie role ever. Same name as the character. Gets to lay in a bed. I mean, really, doesn't even have that many lines, you know? Yeah. And still a main character. But Grandma was hilarious. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed her.
There were so many good, funny lines in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, one of them was Grandma's, where Saul was talking about her problems that she'd been having, her heart attacks. And she says, those weren't attacks, those were episodes. And Saul goes, well, nothing wrong with her hearing. I think the mom also had really good funny lines. She was like, her actions were so funny. There was that moment at dinner that we talked about already.
Yeah.
And when Peter's waking up and he's trying to think through what he knows and what he doesn't know because he thinks he's got amnesia, he's like, do I like Jell-O? And she goes, yum.
Well, again, I think that's good casting because she's such, yeah, a believable, loving mom.
Yeah, she
you
is.
Know, she really has a good sense, I think, of who her kids are. And she's concerned about them. She's accepting of them and who they love, mm-hmm, you know, for the most part until at the end. when Peter comes in, oh, or when Peter's real fiance,
yeah,
comes
she
in.
Yeah, she does draw the line at already married,
yeah,
women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that was kind of funny, too. So,
Ashley Bartlett Bacon.
Yeah. She was a real character. I loved listening to her voice on The Answering Machine. I thought that was so funny. I don't know why. Well, what are some other lines that you kind of stood out to you? Do you have anything else?
I think her boss, Jerry, had some great lines, too.
Oh, yeah. When he's like, they have doctors for that.
They have doctors for this. And you, you're born into a family. You don't join them like the Marines.
That was a good one.
He was really the voice of reason throughout this whole movie.
Which she did not listen to at all.
No, not once.
Yeah.
I mean, like he that. Did say pull the plug one time, so I guess it's good she didn't listen to him every time. But
that's true. But I took that as pull the plug on this, like, lie. Like, on
I
this
don't
thing.
Think that's what that
no,
meant.
I, but based on her reaction, I think you were right. But Lucy was kind of funny, too, at the beginning of the movie when she was talking about, like, adventures with her dad. I died when she said, it's amazing how exciting Wisconsin isn't.
I was offended by that line. Oh, as someone who lived in Milwaukee.
That's fair.
It
no,
was hurtful.
Wisconsin is awesome. I'm not going to say it's
magical.
Not, it's magical. But it was just, it was a funny line, I
yeah,
thought.
Yeah, I liked it when she said, I don't remember it being this orange.
Oh, yeah.
From other memories.
I also liked when Peter was talking to Lucy, and I can't remember exactly. I think it was when he was proposing to her, and he was talking about how much his family loves her and how, like, you know, great she is. And he says something like, I might as well love you.
So romantic. I might as well love you.
I might as well.
And at the wedding, he's more concerned about how he looks than about Lucy in any way. You know, like Jack says, finally, when he just can't stay anymore, he goes, you suck. And Peter goes, I suck or the outfit sucks? And Jack says, it's a toss-up.
Yeah, I agree with that. That was pretty funny.
Even with that big life-changing event, he's still pretty junk by the end.
Oh, he sure is. Here's the thing about that wedding scene, though, right? Mm-hmm. So they're getting married at the church in the hospital, the chapel in the mm-hmm. hospital, right? But when did they fill out the marriage license for this?
It must be really speedy in Illinois.
Okay, I don't know. I'm just like...
Same day marriage as like Reno.
I guess.
Yeah, that was quick.
Yeah.
It was the 90s. Things were lax then.
And why did they want to get married so quickly?
I think Lucy was just like, I'm just going to do this and get myself out of this torture and be done with it.
Yeah.
You know? And I think Peter figured, why the heck not, you know?
Yeah, he might as well love her.
I know, I might as well love you.
Yeah, I think you're right about Lucy wanting to get out of that, too, because once she did marry him, she wouldn't have been lying anymore.
Yeah.
She mm-hmm. would have been part of the family.
Yeah. Although, given how much she liked Jack, give it a little more time. Like, maybe things will still work out. You don't have to immediately close that door forever. If you just give it another week, maybe. You've gotten pretty far in 2 weeks. Right. Give it one more.
Yeah, yeah, see what happens. But like you pointed out, her life was pretty sad. I don't think she expected good things to happen for
her. Yeah, it's like she didn't expect Jack to love her.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of sad.
Of course he loves her. He wants to arm wrestle her.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about the wedding scene, I really liked it when... Well, actually, I love that whole scene. I loved especially watching Lucy's face and Jack's face.
Oh, yeah.
As they kind of interplay and have... You know, talk without really talking.
Yeah.
And when Lucy says, I object. And Jack says, I would have to object too. And Lucy's just like, what? And then the priest asks Peter, what about you? And he says, well, I'm thinking. That whole scene is gold. I love it.
Yeah, that was good.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the mom was really funny in there too, because she's like, what have you done? Yeah. And then Ashley comes in, and I wonder how that got resolved.
Yeah, that's a good question. Mm-hmm. Are Peter and Ashley Bartlett Bacon still together? Is Bartley Bacon her married name? Probably. I bet Bartley's her maiden name.
Yeah.
Bacon's a married name, and she just keeps all of them.
Yeah.
She could tack one more on there.
Yeah, she could do it. It's going to be a long
Ashley
answering machine.
Ashley Bartley Bacon Callahan.
I can hear it. Yeah.
She's going to ruin the family Christmas dinner, though.
They won't go to Christmas dinner.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And they do kind of say that the family does say they have not seen Peter in a while.
Yeah, he's a little estranged.
Yeah, they don't even know about his pencil accident.
Oh, that's right.
What do you think about a lawyer that feels like they need to carry a pencil in their basketball shorts while they're playing basketball?
Yeah, I know a lot of lawyers.
Yeah.
And I don't know one who does that.
I mean,
not a one.
Hopefully they released PSAs after this movie. People know not to do that.
This movie was the PSA. Right? Probably this really happened to somebody.
Oh,
and they
gosh.
Said, you know what? Let's just help out the world.
Right.
And we're going to put this in as a plot point.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree with that. Like, you know, we really need to take a stand on this.
Doesn't that sound terrible?
Yeah,
oh, what an awful accident.
It really does.
We're in
yeah.
basketball forever. That's for sure. Thank you for joining us for part one of While You Were Sleeping Movie Review. We have more to say, so there's going to be a part two coming out in about a week. Please make sure you subscribe so that you know when it's up. In the meantime, we'd really appreciate a 5-star rating if you've been enjoying the podcast. We're brand new and every rating helps. Thank you.
You think we went over everything or
no? No, we're not done yet.
Not done yet.
I told you, this is going to be a twofer.
All right, all right.
Okay, you can have next weekend off.